The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. Test your mic and then we'll...
Testing.
What am I... Do I know what I'm going to talk about? Do you have any subject matters this week?
No.
Because I always come up with them.
Do you?
Most of the time.
What are you going to do for Christmas?
When is it? December? Let me look. I'll
tell you.
Can
hear Kate laughing.
When's Christmas?
Kate has been staying with us for a while, so you can hear her cleaning. And she's our new...
Well, the weekend, the 28th and 29th, I'm in Atlantic City. The 21st and 22nd, I'm nowhere. 21 through 26, maybe I'll take a trip. Maybe I'll go to, like, Florida or somewhere to play golf or go out to L.A. I have to go to
L.A. What about the alley?
Oh, good point. Oh, shit. What am I going to do with it when I go?
I'm not
going
to be gone that long.
When are you going? What's your dates?
I'm leaving on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back on the 28th.
Oh, good, because that's when I go to Atlantic City. Oh.
Take Allie with you.
No, you'll be home.
Oh.
I can't even go on vacation. Maybe I'll put her in a kennel. I don't know.
Yes.
I'd like to go somewhere for... You know what I mean?
Remember when you went to New York and you were at that driving range and you tried to take Raina in her car seat? And then you had her at the end of the thing, and then they were like getting mad at you because I was getting my hair done.
That was during we were filming. That was during the pilot.
No, we tried to recreate it for the podcast, but that was a real thing that you did. Remember, they got mad at you. Because this was one of the first incidents where I realized, like, you're insane, like truly insane.
Why?
Because we were in New York and I had made an appointment to get my hair done. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this was even before Raina. I'd had an appointment to get my hair done and you got up and changed the hair appointment. While I was still sleeping, to somewhere nearby, nearer to us.
So we could get out of the city early.
And I was very upset. You drove by the place. It was like the dust on the windowsills was like 2 inches thick. There was like these just random shopping bags in the window. Very cluttered looking.
I don't know. Whatever.
I started crying. Not because I had to get my hair done there, but because like why... Like, what would make you think that was okay to do?
I was just trying to help you out, get you.
Was
an
it trying to help? Was it trying to help me?
Yeah.
Do you think if I was a therapist and I was like, why would you do that to your wife? What was would your answer?
Well, because
be?
I think where you were getting your haircut was way downtown.
Yeah.
You didn't, and it was too hard for you to get there.
No, it wasn't. I knew exactly how to get there.
I don't think you did.
It was that you had to spend an hour and a half or whatever trying to figure out something to do. That's the issue.
Oh no, no! I could always find something to do.
Then
I wanted to get out of the city
Please
early.
Please stop.
I wanted to get out of the city.
You
early.
Wanted to get out of the city earlier.
We did. Don't you remember?
No.
That we wanted to get out of the city because we were there. Why were we there?
You that part what? I don't remember, but we were in a hotel.
All right. Well, whatever.
Newly married.
We were married?
Pretty sure.
Oh.
And I was just like, what have I done? It was such a huge red flag.
What? Oh, really? What have I done? Is that what you keep saying? You say there's so many things that you go, what have I done?
What have I done? I know. I've made some gigantic mistakes.
Oh, you don't think I have?
Oh, no. I know that you have. Remaking that hair appointment was one of them.
No, I mean, you don't think
No, not that. Mm-mm.
What?
I ended up getting my hair done. By the way, I couldn't get that appointment back. I had to go somewhere even harder to find.
Wait, no, not that. What? What I was going to bring up? You thought I was going to bring something up?
No, I'm saying you, of course, you couldn't admit to the fact that that was a mistake and learn from it and grow from it and be a better person.
Maybe I did learn and grow from it. Have I ever done it again? Have I ever switched your hair appointments ever again?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Then I did learn.
But you think it's a mistake?
What? That I did that? I think I did it with good intentions, but it turned out to be a mistake. Sometimes you do things with good intentions.
What if you woke up one day and I had switched your golf appointment to a different golf course?
First of all, it's not an appointment. My tea
time. Don't get caught up in the minutia of this thought experiment.
If you switch it to a different course, if there was a nice course and it was safe.
No, it's not a nice course. There's bags in the window and an inch or two of dust on the windowsill. Okay.
What are you saying?
Would you be mad?
Well, I might be mad at the time, but 13 or 14 years later, I would have let it go.
No, I just remembered it.
No, you've remembered it a couple times. You bring it up.
Well, it's still a very strange thing to have done.
Do you think this is a red flag?
What?
When you're getting married. Well, I'll give you a couple ones. You think?
Well, I'll give you a couple.
Oh, you think this is a red flag when you're getting married? And you go to get your marriage license in Canada? I'm not going to say the thing. No, why? Why? Why can you bring up against me?
Come on. Don't.
All right. There's a red flag when your wife at your wedding books your photography photo shoot at a rest area.
I didn't book it. First of all, it was beautiful. There was a beautiful grounds, right?
Yeah.
Our pictures look beautiful. I didn't book it. The photographer did. I was doing this remotely from New Jersey to Canada, a long distance away.
Whatever.
Do you think this is a red flag?
What?
You flipped out when you got your tux open that it was dirty and nobody could see the dirt on it. But I said, no, I'll take it to a dry cleaner right now. I'll have them do an emergency thing on it. So my sister and I took your tux into her car.
What tux? I didn't have a tux.
Whatever shirt you had. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Drove around, came back, said that they did the emergency stain removal. And you were like, phew, and put the shirt on. We didn't take it anywhere. And then she said to me, glad you're marrying him and not me, which I didn't think was a very nice thing to say.
Well, first of all, I remember your sister at the hotel. She bent down and I saw her breast. I go, oh, it's pretty hot, this one. No. Is that a red flag when you're looking at your bride's sister?
Ooh.
I'm only kidding. What?
You're not kidding.
Yeah, you don't even
have the ability to make something like that up.
First of all, that's how
I know it's true.
First of all, because
there's no possible way your brain could invent that.
First of all, obviously you cleaned my shirt.
Are you listening to this? Can we have somebody be like, he's insane?
Obviously you cleaned my shirt somewhere. Where'd you get it cleaned?
I didn't. We just drove it around.
That, where was the stain? Was the stain still on it?
Nobody but you could see the stain in the first place.
I don't.
The stain was inside of you.
All right, let's move on.
And you were smoking like a maniac. And then you were smoking like right before we were supposed to walk down the aisle, like.
Oh, well, would it make a difference? They were dressed in jeans and flannel shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think flannel shirts are nice?
I love flannel shirts.
Where do you think you should wear a flannel shirt? On stage?
No, not to a wedding.
No, to a wedding.
To a wedding.
What if you've got like 18 rings on? Does that make it better?
I have three rings. Three.
Last night you were wearing six rings.
Five.
And a glittery bracelet watch.
Can you see me on stage? Can you notice it when I was on stage?
You honestly looked like a guy straight out of prison.
Prison?
Prison. A guy straight out of prison. It's like you escaped prison and then killed an old lady, stole her rings, took her husband's watch, and then went on stage and did some, in quotes, comedy.
Well, I was funny last night.
Yeah.
You don't think I was funny?
Yeah, you're funny.
I didn't know I was only doing 5 minutes.
You did some old jokes.
What's old jokes?
I can't remember now, but I was like, whoa, pulling that out of the archives.
I didn't do an old joke. I didn't do an old one. That you know that Amazon thing is funny.
But why don't you make it better?
I'm trying. I'm working on it.
Like, Amazon is evil. You could say, I don't care that it's one of the worst companies in the world.
Why?
Because I got to fill my hole. Also, you said, and everyone at the table laughed, and Liz was like,
what?
You go, I get holes.
I get what?
Well, how did you say it last night?
What do you mean I get holes?
What is your bit about filling
it? I did comedy for years to fill an empty hole.
And then you said to someone, do you get holes?
I go, how do you fill your empty hole? I said that to the
You said, do you get empty holes? And Liz goes, get empty holes?
Yeah. Oh. Well, whatever.
I know it's just a funny way to say it. God.
Yeah, just.
You get empty holes?
I just walked in and go, you want to go on? I wasn't even mentally or any way prepared in any way. I went on.
I didn't know that was something that you did.
No, I just like to know
I'm going on. You make fun of other people who have to get mentally prepared.
I don't get mentally prepared. I just like to know I'm going on. I don't just know. I like to know what I'm going to do. I like to know how much time I'm going to do.
Knock, knock. It's like you're covered in some kind of like shellac. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Oh,
God
really?
Forbid. No, I don't need to get mentally prepared.
I know. I don't need to
get mentally prepared. No, I wasn't. I mean, it's just like my legs have to figure out how to walk up there. That's all. I just was can I tell my legs it's time to walk? That's all I need to do.
Oh, maybe I'll just walk.
I gotta figure out which hand am I gonna take the mic
Shut
out
up,
of. It's
maybe.
Not like a mental preparation.
No, I just need to know I'm going. I don't, you know, I don't walking up chopping wood like you do, like this, you know, like some weird fucking person. Like you're walking up like you're fucking sneaking up on somebody. You're going to do comedy. You're like, you walk like you're sneaking up on the audience.
I don't want no sudden movements.
Yeah.
Don't want to freak them out too soon.
I just like to, you know, you just walk and go on. Can you go on? Yeah. And I went on and I had a good set. That was very funny when I told the guy to take off his sweatshirt. That was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do an old joke. What old one?
I don't remember.
The new hotel one I do, VOS. Spell my last name.
You didn't do that.
Oh, okay. I don't remember what I did.
Then how do you know you didn't do an old joke?
Well, I'm trying to think what I did, what bits I did.
All
Our newest sponsor is perfect for the holidays because it's a gift that they won't be expecting and will keep giving for a long time. It's called Storyworth, and it preserves the memories and stories of your loved ones in a beautiful, hardbound book. And we'll save you $20 if you go to storyworth.com/wife when you subscribe. Storyworth was founded by a guy who wanted his dad to record his amazing stories. The family enjoyed it so much that they launched the business in April of 2013 so that families around the world could have access to all the stories from their loved ones as well. Storyworth is so easy. Purchase a subscription for someone you love each week. Storyworth sends them an email with a question about their life. They either reply to the email with their story or can record it over the phone by calling the Storyworth number. All stories are private and only shared with the family that you choose. After a year, their stories will be bound in a beautiful keepsake book and sent to your family. You'll strengthen your family bonds and get to know your loved ones in a whole new way. And you'll save $20 if you go to storyworth.com/wife when you subscribe. Connect with your family and preserve the memories for yourself, your children, and their future families. And again, use storyworth.com/wife and save $20. Who doesn't love that?
Listen, you can make that Amazon bit more relevant and important.
Well, yeah, I will. But it's funny. Did I get a package? I didn't even finish the bit. I go,
It's fine. You don't have to repeat it.
And then I pick it up when I get
home. Why don't you name check Jeff Bezos in your bit? Who?
What? I know who he is. He runs Amazon. He's the richest person in the country now, I think. I don't know. They're moving an office to Queens. Everybody's upset. To the old Citibank building. Huh? Did you know that?
I sure did.
No, you didn't. You didn't know what building. Why are people?
I forget that you know everything in my head.
Okay.
Why there's no reason to lie to you. Okay. I mean, there's no point in lying to you. You already know.
Why would
you never ask a question where you don't know the answer already? Okay. That's the thing about you.
Why would people? Let's see how much you know. You think you know so much?
Okay, here we go. Set the timer. Tick 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 tick.
Why do you think people are upset that Amazon's moving to Queens? One of their off. Hey, fucking listen! Quit ticking. I'm getting mad.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, Big Daddy getting mad.
Yeah.
Now I can't answer the question.
Yeah, good. Answer the question. Why?
Why don't you tell me and I'll tell you if you're right or not?
No, because you don't know the answer.
Yes,
you don't
I
know
do.
The answer. Why are people getting mad that they're moving there?
It's going to make it more expensive to live there.
Why?
Really? Oh my God.
I know why.
Oh,
I'm asking you why. I know why.
God.
I know why.
Oh my
do you want
God.
Me to tell you why? I can write it down why.
Oh, why don't
do
you do a dissertation why? On it and send it to me? Why don't we see if we can get it published in some kind of like Scientific America or something?
You know why? Want me to tell you why?
No, I don't. I don't want you to tell me why.
Property,
I already know why.
Property values are gonna go up. Because
I haven't really learned anything here today.
You didn't know that because you're stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're
Rich
stupid.
Voss, one of the smartest men in America. No relation to Marilyn Voss, the smartest person in the world.
Who?
Marilyn Voss is the smartest person in the world.
No.
Also, same name as your mother.
No.
Yeah, look it up. I'm almost positive.
The smartest person in the world. Albert Einstein. Oh, are you looking it up on your phone?
I don't know how else to look it up.
You know, we never use this computer, right?
Marilyn Voss Savant.
Her last name Savant?
I think it is.
No.
Marilyn Voss Savant, that's her name.
Oh.
Marilyn Voss Savant's American magazine columnist, author, lecturer, playwright. She was listed as having the highest recorded intelligent quotient in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, what was it?
Oh. 141.
That's mine. What is it?
A competitive category. The publication has since retired. It doesn't say.
Just put her IQ. Google her IQ. What's her name?
Okay.
Alexa.
Oh, here we go.
What is Marilyn Voss Savant?
I'm not sure.
Ah, you idiot.
Alexa. What's Marilyn Vos Savant's IQ?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Marilyn Vos Savant is an American magazine columnist, author, lecturer, and playwright. Did that answer your question?
No.
No. What was her IQ?
Thanks for your feedback.
Okay, this is the last I'm going to ask.
The woman with the world's highest IQ, but they won't say what it is.
Yeah, because it's a woman, so her IQ is not going to be as high as a man's.
I bet her vagina is huge.
I bet her IQ is...
Something's wrong with her, you know what I mean?
Her IQ is high for a woman, right? They probably have different categories.
Which recorded her off the charts intelligence and later named...
Alexa, what's Marilyn Vos Savant's IQ?
Okay, a test designed to measure IQs above 145. It's the mega test. Her IQ is a whopping 228.
Don't believe it.
I don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Mine's 141.
I think we all know that, Mr. Voss.
I did one of the real tests on the computer. One of the real ones.
Yeah, but you did a lot of tests.
Every test I've ever done.
Did you take that test more than one time, or
no?
You never got a different number. Always the same number.
Well, just different tests with different numbers.
Oh, okay. What were some of the other numbers?
173.
No.
Psych.
229.
I do have a pretty, like, I'm good at figuring shit out. Figuring, you know.
Unless it comes to your own behavior, right?
No.
You won't look at that. That's got to be something with IQ, right?
Well.
Some kind of emotional IQ you're lacking.
After this.
You might have some bit of autism or something.
I think so. Good autism. The good
one. Oh, the good one?
Yeah.
The kind where you're, it's considered a mental handicap. So,
I want to, after the podcast... go upstairs and somehow...
Stop. It's not going to happen.
Get a nap. I want to get a nap.
Okay, you can get a nap, yes.
That's all. What are you... What's wrong with you?
Because I know your style.
You know my style?
Listen, Daddy needs to come in a vessel.
A vessel? Oh, I get it. A vessel. All right. We'll figure out what vessel. You could be a submarine. Get it?
Uh-uh.
Are you giving me the finger?
No.
You just went like that.
I know, but I truly wasn't. I have feels like what do you call it when you get right here?
Botox?
No. Why do people keep saying Botox to me? I'm going to go get it now because everyone keeps saying it. Okay.
Oh, you asked what it was. Are you in a play?
Stop.
What?
I know you're going to make a Cyclops joke.
No way. That's gross. Who would go? You know what?
Oh, really?
I don't attack.
Oh, my God.
I only praise your looks.
Why are you like this? You're a gaslighter. 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 Gaslighter.
Listen.
Gaslighter.
We can get a free...
No more gaslight. No more gaslight.
We can get a free treadmill for my sister. But I don't want that one. There's no TV on it. It seems old. But I'm trying to think, if we do take it, where can we set it up? I was thinking...
Wait, did you just say you're not taking it?
I said maybe. We could put it in that corner and take that thing out just so we have a treadmill, and then you could watch the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't make any difference. I mean, the place... Where that hutch is, that little hutch.
Well, so that's a little, but where would you put that thing?
I have to store it down in the basement. And that's an antique. But you want to put a treadmill in that corner? Look, in that corner, it really wouldn't be that bad. You see what I'm saying? And you watch the TV as you're doing the treadmill.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
I don't want her treadmill, but if you want to get her treadmill, then
no.
Listen, my voice in this relationship has zero effect on the
I put a bike there and you threw it out.
It was One of the from 1952.
No, it had a fan. The wheel was like a fan. You know, those bikes, the bikes with the wheels are like the fan. You know,
I left it there for about 7 months. You did not use it one time.
That's not true. I always use it when you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Gaslighter. Gaslighter.
That's not true. I always use. I use it a lot.
No, you didn't. You didn't use it once.
I did too. I would like to get a treadmill, though. Would you like a treadmill for Christmas? We can just get it for ourselves. A nice treadmill.
No, thank you.
How much do you think a good treadmill is?
I don't know, $300.
Probably what, $2,500? I want one with a TV, even though we have a TV here. In case when we get a new place, if we put it in the basement, you know what I'm saying? I like the ones with a TV. I don't care if it goes. I don't want it to be too heavy.
Okay, I'm going
to
go now.
Okay, well, let's move on. What do you want to talk about?
Anything but the...
You did the
Phantom
podcast.
Treadmill.
You did Come Town's podcast.
Did.
That must have been pretty big. Nice studio.
No, it's in their house. It's in their apartment.
Whose?
Nick Mullins.
Have you been there before?
No.
Never? Didn't you write on a project with him?
Yeah, we didn't do it in his apartment, believe it or not. It was real. It's a real thing. I'm writing on a TV show, but going over to just be in Nick's bedroom, writing on a TV show.
And Stavros, who's on the podcast? Is him and Stavros? Is there
another guy named Adam.
Is he a comic?
I don't know who he is.
And what do they talk? Why are they so big? What do they talk about?
I don't know. They're just kind of funny and stupid. Just like any podcast you've ever.
Not as clever as this. This is clever.
Yeah, like we're too clever for the public, clearly.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like if we just got high and talked about shit, that's what. That's what.
That's what the
want.
World wants.
Mm-hmm.
Just people that are.
Hey, man. What about this dude that got killed by the. That tribe that has never been exposed to people before, you know what I mean?
One.
No, you don't do one on this podcast, man. You just go, yeah, dude, that sucks.
He shouldn't have been on the island.
He shouldn't have been on the islands. You know. Agreed. It's illegal to approach them. It's illegal to go see them. Because you carry such diseases, they have no diseases.
None?
Well, I don't know. They don't have any of our diseases.
Where was the island at?
They could die from a fucking...
A leopard.
A leopard?
Yeah, attacking them like...
Oh, no, I meant like diseases of... Like they could die from the common cold or something.
Where,
they don't have any immune system.
Where's the island? Off of what?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Africa somewhere.
No.
North Africa? I don't know. I didn't do that much research, but it was a missionary.
Yeah, a real religious guy trying to carry the message.
Fucking religion, man. It fucking sucks.
And now,
that's like only a religious guy would think like, oh, these people, they need it.
And now the family.
They need saving.
The family's trying to sue the Indians. What are they going to get? Some shark teeth? What are they trying to, what are they going to get?
What do you want? We'll give you a loincloth.
Yeah.
And this spearhead.
I think the family wanted to sue the Indians.
No, the guy broke the law.
Look it up. The family wants to sue the Indians.
He took illegal boats. The people who took him there are in trouble.
Well, he got shot and then came back the next day.
He got shot? They have guns? No. Arrowed?
Oh, yeah, maybe got out. He got something and came back again, I think. Look it up. I didn't read the whole story. I just know.
Well, if we were on that kind of podcast, one of us would actually have a working computer that we could look stuff
or an intern. Like I did a podcast yesterday. They have interns and all these people working for them.
How do they do it?
I don't fucking know.
Like, we have Kate. She's just sitting on the fucking couch.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Our intern, and she's not an intern, but if she was going to help, she giggles. We have a giggler.
Yeah.
You know.
She keeps Allie calm.
But
we have a dog wrangler.
We have, but they everywhere I go, they have like a real thing. We don't have a real thing.
Not even.
Then last night at the cellar, one of the producers,
Lindsay,
No, the guy who films the tables. I like him. He said, you and Bonnie should do it. You know, because they had Joe Liss and his wife. You and Bonnie should do the table. I want to, I go, I don't know what he said. I go, we've done over 300 podcasts together. You know, I didn't know that. I'm just getting into podcasts. But he didn't know if we knew how to bounce stuff off of each other. You know what I mean?
He really questioned whether we would know how to bounce stuff off each other?
Well, if we know how to, you know, do whatever at the table.
Like, I should be fired immediately. No, not because, like, he doesn't have to know about our podcast or anything like that. But it's like, well, here's two married comedians. Like, ooh, I wonder if they're going to know how to interact. Like, oh, they're good at... I'm pretty sure if I put them with other comedians, they'll be able to do it. But will they be able to do it with each other? No, they just sit there making out the whole time. Oh, too bad.
That's what's going to happen after the podcast.
I mean, the fact that he said it, he's probably just nervously talking and not knowing.
Yeah, he wasn't. He's a good guy.
Fired. If I was running that fucking company.
I want to make out with
fired.
You.
Fired.
Can we make out later?
No.
Can we make out?
No.
Your lips are... looking sexy.
It's because you don't want to look at my forehead, right? So you're just concentrating on the lips.
You got nice lips.
Major acne in the very fucking... I'm going to cut bangs tonight.
You got one pimple? You could fucking... Big deal. You could just go up as an Indian. From India. Not like...
No. Oh, really? You don't have to... Come on.
Not the ones that killed the guy.
Oh, no, I thought you meant put like a red line here and then a red line there and then a red line there. That's what I thought you meant. Oh, you just meant one dot. Okay.
Wait. If you're not supposed to go to this island, somebody went to the island to find out you're not supposed to go to this island. Like, who made the law? Don't go to this island.
Well, they probably knew about him from, like, you know, drones and shit. And flying over, seeing them down there. He's not the first person that they've killed.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they've killed anyone who's come near the fucking island. But this guy was bringing... I have a Bible! Clunk!
But why do they kill him? You don't know if it's diseases, because no one talks with him.
What do you mean you don't know if there's diseases?
No,
what
you don't
you
know if that's the
say?
Reason they keep him off the island about bringing diseases over.
Yes, it is.
How do you know? Who talks to him if you're not allowed there? Who's had communication with him?
Do they really have to go to the island to be like, hi, guys, have you ever had smallpox? Or,
no, but...
I'm just trying to find out...
Well, you know, the reason...
Who here, by show of hands, who's had lung cancer?
No,
anybody?
No.
Anybody?
You can't catch lung cancer.
No, but you know...
No, that was a real good fucking comparison. Oh, really? Is it? Has anybody here ever had...
Chlamydia? Anyone?
Anybody,
chlamydia?
Amputee? Anybody ever have a leg cut off?
Huh? That they probably have had.
Okay. They probably have had a leg cut off. Has anybody ever...
Polio? Anyone? Anyone?
Anybody? Ugh.
Okay, we'd like you to fill out these forms here.
Anybody ever catch a brain tumor from anybody else here? See? How do you know that's the reason? That's all I'm saying.
It's common sense.
The reason they don't want people on the island? Maybe because they're antisocial.
No, it's not them making the law, you fucking piece of shit idiot. It's not the natives making the law.
Yes, that's their law. That's why they kill you.
No, it's not. Okay, that also may be their law.
That's their
law.
They're
not like, we need a stenographer in here.
No.
Somebody to send out this message to the rest of the world.
No.
We have a law. No one's allowed to come to this island. Yeah. It's not them. It's the...
They're the ones. It's their island.
It's the rest of the world that's made the law. Do you not get that?
Yeah. But they have an unwritten law. You come to our island,
we'll
kill you.
We'll fucking kill you. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, but you're changing now because you...
I'm not changing. I was saying...
Let's go back in this podcast, rewind, and show
how... Let's go back 14 years ago and don't walk up to me at the cellar.
You walked up to me.
I did? You came down the stairs and go, oh, you're that guy on TV. You came down the stairs in your... like wedding dress, like some teacher girl you wear, and you go to Essie, who's going on, and she goes, Rich Voss, and you go, oh, that guy from Last Comic, and you came down.
I think I said that asshole from Last Comic.
And then you came down fucking stalking me.
I just wanted to meet you.
Yeah.
I never met such a douchebag
before. You wanted to meet me, and then
this was you.
Night,
and then this was you. You're that comedian girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you knew who I was.
Yeah, you wanted to meet me, and the next night
you I hit on you, but I'm on a date.
I was on a
then
date.
Then you proceeded to go into the cellar, do your stand-up, and bomb. And so I left.
I didn't bomb.
You might have pulled it out, but I was gone by that point.
I don't care, but then you've seen me after that. Kill, kill, kill. I might have bombed a little, but I was on a serious date with an Emmy Award-winning hairdresser. Won two Emmys for hairdressing. She won two Emmys for hairdressing. Okay. Huh?
Well, there's no competing with that. Why didn't you marry her?
I never even slept with her.
I believe she was doing my hair at that one event.
No.
She kept talking about you, and I was like, I kept my mouth shut.
No, a lot of them know me, all the hairdressers, because I was in doing a lot of TV at that time, and I was very charming. I always complimented them. That's how I am. That's how I am. So anyhow, it's an unwritten law that they have. And so we said, well, you can't beat them, join them. And we wrote our own law. That's what we did. Don't go to this island.
Oh, so you're saying like, oh, more people got killed trying to go to that island. You know what? You fuck them. Well, it's our choice. We're going to make a law. We're not allowed to go to that island.
What are you talking?
Yeah. Cause we'll give them diseases. Yeah. Yeah. We're not coming. So we don't want to give you diseases. So take that.
No, that's not how it works. Stupid. You're just stupid. What it is leave them alone. They won't mess with us. We won't mess with them. So don't go on the island. Okay.
Oh, God.
You know, respect thy neighbor. Respect thy, you know, we've already seen, hey, we already fucked up the Native Americans throughout history. Let's leave these ones alone. So don't go there.
Why doesn't someone go there and vaccinate them? Then someone could go there and preach the word of God to them. Then I feel like someone else could go there, teach them about veganism.
Let me tell you
something.
Teach
them how to recycle.
Let me tell you something. I could probably go to that island without getting killed if I walked there with my bow and arrow, because they would go, oh,
he's one of us.
He's one of us. They would see, oh, what kind of bow is that? A compound bow, because they probably have their own makeshift bows. It's They're not
all,
like...
You imagine them all surrounding you, looking at your bow, patting you on the back.
Yeah.
I wonder if they ate that guy.
No, they don't want diseases.
They could get diseases from that guy just from touching his body.
Mm.
We'll see. That fucking missionary could wipe them all out.
Let me see your brush.
No, it was stop. I'll dress like someone from the island later for you.
Oh, hopefully it's the dead guy. Get it? Oh, God. Sometimes I just fucking throw them out. I just throw them out and boom. Whatever sticks, sticks. And that one stuck. That's a sticker. You see what I'm saying? What am I going to do that week of when you're in Canada playing board games? What the fuck am I going to do? Where are you going? To Edmonton or all the way up to Cold Lake?
All the way to Cold Lake.
Whoa. Don't you get... That's a long drive. That's like 4 hours.
Well, you would know better than me, so...
I'm telling you, it's like 4 hours. Huh?
If you say so, Rich. Why don't you change my fucking flight plans? Why don't you call my family and tell them to meet me in Edmonton? When I wake up, they'll be like,
Do they miss me when I'm not there? Do they ask about me?
They've never one time said, why don't you bring Rich? Not once.
Get out of here.
Not once. They do say, with more of a catch in their throat at the beginning when I'm making my plans, is Rich coming? And then I go, no. And then it's never mentioned again.
Oh, come on. I bring diversity.
No one likes you wherever you go. I hope you know that. Except for people who've never met other people before. Why do you go? Why do you just take a vacation and go?
Ooh. You know, I want to go to Florida for a couple of days or somewhere warm, and your dog, which is your dog, and you claim it's your dog, and it is your dog.
Okay, but how do we get the dog? Let's go back.
It's your dog.
How do we get the dog?
We picked it up.
How did we get the dog? I saw Richie last night.
Yeah.
How did we get the dog?
How? Picked it up. It was given to us.
How did we get the dog? How did it turn out that we had a dog we could go pick up? You worked with someone.
Yeah. And I said, my daughter wants a dog. And his girlfriend's a vet, and they gave us a dog.
They said, oh, somebody abandoned a dog here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the dog?
Mm-hmm.
You said to me, let's go get this dog. Let's go get this
I
dog.
I said, let's get it for Raina for her birthday.
Which we did.
Which we did. And then you took control of the dog, like you did like you did Raina.
You said, you must train her. You must do
you
this.
Have you not train, you not, you have not done one bit of training. You walk her. You take care of her. You love her. But you have not in anyway, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yes, I do. She makes a couple of mistakes, but otherwise...
A couple of mistakes?
90% she's good.
We put new floors in. That was a lot
that
of mistakes.
That was before I had her trained.
Wait, you think you have her trained?
Yes.
To do what?
Pee on your shit.
Yeah, you have a train. So anyhow, it's Bonnie's dog, and Bonnie loves the dog, and I like the dog. It's a cute dog. It's fun sometimes. Brings ticks into the house, but that's it's not tick season, so. Oh, wait, is that a tick on your shirt? So it's Bonnie's dog. Not even Raina's. Raina bails out on everything. Electronics, she gets bored. She's so smart, she just gets bored with things. And she kind of bailed out on her dog. And Bonnie is a great dog mom. So I want to go like somewhere during Christmas holiday, spend a couple days not doing comedy.
Okay, take her to a kennel then.
Oh,
I mean,
who pays?
Oh, fine. I'll pay for the kennel.
I'll pay. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well,
but
you just asked who pays.
But here's the problem. Don't get so mad.
Well, I'm saying I'm going away. You've known this for 3.5 months. That I'm going away. You've had a chance. Now you're on the podcast complaining. Well, I wanted to go somewhere.
No, I didn't think. Yeah,
then
it
fine,
just hit me.
Figure out a way to do it. Then,
hey,
you really want to do.
You're
such a big... Do I have to organize everything for you?
No, not at all.
Okay, then what is the issue? What is the problem?
What's the problem? It's quite expensive to put the dog in the kennel. What is it a day there?
Well, it varies.
Oh, when you do the major treatment?
Yeah, I was doing too much.
How much did you pay?
I was having them read her a bedtime story.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Are you fucking an idiot?
And there's no way to prove that it happened. I was like, you better do it. They're like, we will.
First of all, you never would say you better do it. That's not something you would say. I felt so bad. I was in Dunkin' Donuts the other day. So I'm standing online. I want to get the hell out. I had to go. So some lady gets her coffee and donuts. But then she's having a conversation with the other lady. Like a conversation like...
Okay, but I bet this conversation was maybe 12 seconds
no,
long.
No, it was going and going, this conversation.
And went, were you going like this?
I know. I went
and moving from one foot to the other.
No,
and like,
I did for a second in my head. I'm going, what the hell? This is. And
you're probably making some pretty big nonverbal cues.
So then I said to her, I go, there's people waiting. Can you wrap it up? And she huffed and left. And then the lady behind the counter was like, huh? I go, well, look, you know, you sitting here. I go, email each other, do whatever. I go, the lady's going, well, she's talking, what am I supposed to do? I go, whatever. She goes, well, what if I don't serve you? I go, or what if I tell you to leave? I go, after I order, you could tell me whatever you want. But, you know, I go, look,
you have, what charm in a situation that could have easily been handled.
And then there was a little girl standing behind me. I go, I'm a little impatient.
Oh, my God.
She looked at me like I was crazy. Now look, there's people online.
This is
there's
the thing. You, I get
it's
it.
It's rude.
This is the issue we have all the time. Let me
it's
break
people.
It down for you. Let me
break it down for you. People are inconsiderate.
Yes, but here's the thing. In these situations, yes, you're right. You're right. So that's you don't have to argue that. That's the okay. So you don't have to keep going like I was in the right. Oh, can't not answer.
That's my daughter. It might be important. Hello, you're on speakerphone. We're doing our podcast. What's up?
Oh, hello. Did you see my text message?
No, why?
Look at what I sent you.
Hold on. Is it... Oh, I just see it. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, those are... What about them?
I said you like them.
Yeah, they're nice. 8.5. Those are... That's my size.
Not in girls.
No, are those girls?
No, they're men's.
Those are golf shoes.
Oh, she's going to get those for you?
I don't know, but those are nice. Maybe for my birthday last year.
Oh, shit, true.
All right, we got to do the podcast. Is everything fine?
Yes.
How's work?
Great, got to go.
Why?
I gotta work.
Are you hitting bonuses for Christmas?
Yeah, man.
Did Joanne get back to you?
I actually have to call her.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Those are nice golf shoes. That's my daughter.
All right.
Yes.
Get back to this? Right and the wrong?
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
There's a whole lot in between right and wrong, right? Do you agree with that?
Wait, say again?
There's a whole lot of space between right and wrong.
Yeah, there's some.
So you can deal with situations better or worse, true or false?
You could always deal with them better. You could always deal with them worse.
Right. Not much worse than you just dealt with that one, though.
No, I wasn't rude. I just said, hey, wrap it up. I wasn't rude. I said,
right,
other
but you know here. That's like to regular people, that's shockingly rude.
What if someone points out that they're being inconsiderate?
You could be more charming.
I wasn't trying to hit on them. Why should I be so charming?
That's the only reason to be nice to people is if they might suck your cock. That's sweet.
How would you have said it? How would you have said?
I would have just waited because I.
Yeah, because you're from Canada. That's
no,
how,
because I know that there. It's.
Yeah, maybe I was a little.
I mean, honestly, it was going to take another 30 seconds.
Uh huh.
I'm sure it was less than 30 seconds. Over a minute is too long to wait.
Yeah, it was over a minute.
I know that you wouldn't have.
It was about 8 minutes.
No, it wasn't. That's insane.
It was long. It was over a minute.
I bet you it was about 30 seconds before you said it.
I would say a minute. And I'm just saying, you stand online, see, you know, it's like, whatever.
But then you feel bad. You're still talking about it. It's still taking up space in your head. You told it to me right after it happened. Now you're bringing it up on the podcast.
I felt
so
bad.
So why don't you change your behavior beforehand? Then you don't have to think about these things afterward.
It's not my behavior. My behavior, yes, but it's how people, I just call it as I see it. I see inconsiderate people and rude. Some guy threw a piece of paper down the other day and I picked it up and go, you dropped this.
And what did he do?
Just kept walking.
I've done that to people so many times and they never, this one woman goes, no, I didn't want that. And I was like, then put it in the garbage. She goes, you do it.
Really?
Then I had nothing. I put it in the garbage.
Why don't you throw it at her?
No.
Why?
I don't do that.
You were scared of her?
I mean, what am I, a crazy person?
Well, so far you are by picking it up and going, you dropped this, and then put it in the garbage. It's kind of like, you know, an anti-fur person. You're at that level.
You just did it. You just said you did it.
I didn't say put it in the garbage. I just said you dropped this.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got to go. I can't talk to you anymore. It's honestly, it's just some weird insanity you have in your head that you can't have normal.
I'm having a normal conversation.
No, you're not, because everything that you do, you're like, I'm right. No, you can't get in here. I must protect myself at all costs. Then anything else, anybody's, hey, you're crazy. You're insane. Not me. I must protect myself. It's like, it's pure insanity.
What are you talking about? I'm not protecting myself.
What are you doing then? What are you doing then?
I said, first of all, your lines are going up from yelling like that. So I know your mic's working. I just said, you know, maybe I overreacted, but I just think people are inconsiderate. And I, you know, sometimes, you know, after 10 inconsiderate.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that, you fucking crazy dipshit. I'm not even talking about that. Now I'm talking about, you said, I went up to somebody and told them, here, get this paper pack. I tell my story. You're like, well, you're a crazy person.
I
just did the exact same thing you did. No, I never said that last thing and you did. Ooh. It's like,
I was joking.
It's not a joke because it's exactly how you are when you're not joking too.
That's not true.
You're insane. It's like, knock, knock.
Who's there? Come on. If I did that to you, you would have said, who's there? Huh?
I don't care. It's like, enough.
Do it again.
I'm not talking to you anymore. There's no real person there.
Yes. What are you talking about? That's not, I'm a good person. I do good things.
And?
And I make mistakes. And when I make a mistake, I correct it. I couldn't say sorry to the lady because I didn't see her.
Well, but that's your whole MO. You do shit, and then you got to apologize later. It's exactly you. The other morning, I came in. Good morning. You're sitting at your computer. I open up the curtains. I say, hey, let a little sunshine in. I go, it's like an antidepressant. Sun is an antidepressant. And you go fuck yourself.
I didn't say that at all. I made a joke. You said something.
Oh, I said, something about depressing. You go, you're depressing.
Yeah,
like,
it's a joke. That's
yourself.
A little joke.
It's not. It's just like all the time.
No,
constant.
It isn't. You do more of that to me.
So then I was like, whatever. Then I left the house.
No.
Then you call me. I'm sorry.
No. And she pulled the shades back down and closed them like a little kid. Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to say it to me? I'm going to close the curtains.
Because you know why? It's constant. You're just like, you love being, this is what you love. You love being like this total asshole grump. Stop. You love being this total, tell me if I'm wrong. Please, let me finish and then tell me if I'm wrong. You love like walking around being grumpy and an asshole and having people love you despite it. That's your favorite fucking thing in the world. That's your favorite fucking thing in the world. Yep. And then even better is if you get somebody mad, then there's a fucking light step, a little twitch of the shoulder, a brightness in the eye. Ooh, doo, doo. It's like you're in a musical all of a sudden. The minute you fucking get under someone's skin, you're like.
Well, you're wrong. You said, tell me if you're wrong. You're wrong.
Then why do you do it? Anytime anybody's having a good time, you come make fun of them or tell them that they're stupid. No.
Are you crazy? What are you, stupid? I never do that, come in and just say there's. First of all, I'm far from grumpy all the time. I'm usually very uplifting.
Oh, right. Okay. So let's hear a story
about
that.
About what?
Being uplifting. None of us, myself included, that listen to this podcast, which I don't, by the way, but while I'm here, I try to pay attention.
What podcast do you listen to when you're driving?
Stop. Why are you asking that right now?
Just wonder what you.
No, it's not appropriate. I'm telling you, you've never had one story where there was any positivity to it.
That's not true. Are you kidding me?
Okay, go ahead. Name one. Name one time you were positive and.
All the time. I help people. I help old people. I do things. Yesterday, this lady in New York. Oh, I ordered a pair of boots from Amazon, brand new. I didn't like them. I walked around New York and I found a homeless guy and I gave it to him. He tried them on and loved them. Brand new. Paid $70. And then I went in the store, came out. He was wearing them and he thanked me again. How's that for positivity?
Very nice. Very nice story. Why didn't you lead with that?
Why didn't I what? Lead with that story?
Yeah, never told me that story personally.
Because you know why you don't tell that story? Because when you do charity, you keep it to yourself.
Oh, Rich.
I don't. You keep it to yourself. You take clothes and put them in the clothes thing, this and that. You don't tell people that. You know, you give something to somebody. You know, you send money to Special Olympics or to... if I send money to St. Jude, I don't sit and tell people. I just had a nice pair. But in the car, I did tell you. You go, what are these? When you got in the car, and I said, they're boots I want to give away. So I did tell you. But, you know, it's not a big deal. But, you know, I do good things. You know, people may not get my humor or get my aggressive humor at times, but I'm not, I don't try to be vicious on purpose. Like yesterday when I said you're depressed, I was trying to do a joke, but you woke up on the wrong side of bed or something. And, you know, if I walked in and said, I'm going to lift a sage light, you know, it's depression, and you and you're depressed, and I would go, oh. I wouldn't get so you get.
Yeah, but it's but here's the thing, Rich. Can I just tell you the difference? I try to be bright and positive all the time, and you never do.
That's so not true. You're not bright and positive all the time. You're so many times negative that I pick you up and rebuild you.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? So many times.
I'm sure you notice when it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
It happens to everybody. Everybody can't be.
But you're literally like
a
nightmare 24/7.
That's not true.
Not okay, true. When's the last time you came in and was like, hi, how's everybody doing?
This morning when you got up, I go, hi. And I try to, when I went into the bathroom this morning, I try to be super quiet not to wake you and be so considerate. How do you like that? You know, when I'm taking a nap, you guys come flying in the house like you fucking are just finished a marathon. But I always tiptoe around not to wake you. Last night when I got home,
I'm not sleeping in the living room. Okay, if you choose to take your nap in the living room,
no, even
guess what people do in the living room?
They live.
They live.
They live.
The kitchen's right there. It's hard not to fucking make noise. What are we supposed to like? Let's just go sit in your closet until daddy's done sleeping.
No, if I even take a nap upstairs, you guys.
This is like not good. We get shit shut up. Because listen.
Oh, the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go tell him to turn it off?
We're doing a podcast.
When are you in Chicago?
December 22nd. I'm at the North Bar in Chicago. I'll, you know, next Wednesday, I'll put it on my Instagram, that link. The guy texts me, like, put it on your link. It's like, I have other things before the fucking 22nd.
Do you,
okay, we gotta go. It's
you don't put it on
now.
Twitter?
I will put it on Twitter.
And you don't do Facebook anymore? You quit.
I don't do Facebook.
Why did you quit Facebook?
I forgot the, my sign-in password, and I never...
You just completely quit Facebook.
I never checked it, and then I never missed it, and now I'm like completely happy without it.
Yeah, but like on Facebook, you can read a bunch of stuff. You can't do that on Instagram.
Yeah, it's fine. I do crosswords, and I do other things on my phone. Or
all right.
I read New York Times articles. I got a New York Times app. I had to pay for it, but, you know, it's worth it.
You're very pretty. You're getting prettier and prettier.
It's not true, but thank you.
I'm telling you. You are the prettiest you've been since I've known you. And when you were young...
I'm hideous looking, but that's fine. Thank
no,
you.
No, I like the look.
You like hideousness?
I like the look. I'm telling you. And your CrossFit is closing. I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh. Hey, I say things whenever there's a lawnmower behind
Bye.
Me.
Bye.
All right, we got to go. This weekend... I'm in Connecticut, Treehouse Comedy. Go to treehousecomedy.com. Saturday night with Ron Bennington and Jim Florentine. Friday night with Jim Florentine. Treehouse Comedy. I got tons of gigs coming up. Go to richvoss.com. Maybe we'll do a Patreon again to the 50 people that we're hanging on to, or 60 people. We haven't done Patreon forever. And... well, whatever. The people hanging on are just supporters of this podcast. So thank you. Thank you. And listen.
Oh, next Wednesday at New Brunswick Stress Factory. It's another one of those secret handshake shows. $10. It's a fucking...
Who's on the show?
Great show. You're on it.
I am?
Yeah.
Will I get paid
and,
this time?
Sean Donnelly's on it. Monroe Martin's on it.
Will I get paid this time or I don't get paid again?
I think you might get paid.
Okay, because they owe me for two others, but I'll let you slide for now. See, that's a very kind thing I did. Goodbye.
Yeah,
she really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew?
Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.